best thing to do, we'll go up to the Tosfos Bamisa Rozeh Mamam Zeh, I thought the best thing to do is to start with the Tosfos in the Tosfos in Ksuvos, because the Tosfos in Ksuvos is much more expansive than the Tosfos by us. Tosfos by us is more telescopic, telegraphic, but the Tosfos in Ksuvos is more, there's more there. So maybe that would be the best place to start. So let's start. What's going on in Ksuvos? What's the Gemara in Ksuvos first of all? The Gemara in Ksuvos is discussing the following day. It's a din of, we know this din of course, Kimli Dravin, Rav Nechunya and Akana, it's a Tanner, Rav Nechunya and Akana held that Kimli Dravin is not only by Mrs. Space, and it applies even to Chayvei Karos. Which we don't pass in like, but that's Rav Nechunya ben HaKana. So there's Machaikas of Ayanova, does that, according to Rav Nechunya ben HaKana, that even Karos creates a Kimli Dravin? What about Mrs. Space? What about Mrs. B'dei Shammai? Maybe it's only Karos. Karos more Chama than Mrs. B'dei Shammai. Maybe it's only Karas, or maybe it applies even to Nisa V'dei Shemayim, and it depends on what's the muck of Rav Nechunya ben HaKana. Like, where is, what's his drasha? There's different drashas. Abai and Ola argue about what's the basis of Rav Nechunya ben HaKana's opinion in the first place, and Mele it follows, according to Abai, it's even Nisa V'dei Shemayim. The drasha will be, it would include even Nisa V'dei Shemayim. And according to Rava, it's only Rosh Bakaris and not Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between Abai and Rava? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says that the nafkamina would be Zar she'ochal truma shel chaver. That if somebody ate truma, if a Yisrael eats truma, if a Zar eats truma, it's not Karis, but it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. And that does he have to pay the Kayan whose truma it is? Does the Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating truma Pater the Tashlumin for stealing somebody else's truma? That's the nafkamina, says the Gemara, between Abai and Rava. So that was apparently like the stum of the Gemara. That's what they had said. That the nafkamina between Abai and Rava is for the case of Zayin Shochel Truma. So then the Gemara, some of the way it's structured is that was like an old memory. Then that, the Gemara later then revisits it and says, hey, one second, what's this case of Zayin Shochel Truma Shel Chaveret? That there should be an issue here of Kimli B'Ravine. It's a machlok. Totally, it's machlok. It's a bainova. Is that a case of Kimli B'Ravine? Not Kimli B'Ravine. Happened to be Kimli B'Ravine. It's not simultaneous. As soon as he picks up the truma, he's cutting it, and he becomes chayav and tashlumin. The chi of nisa is only when he swallows it. So where's the Kimli? Even according to Rava, even according to Abai, that I'm not sure if I have exactly who's who. Labai, there is Kim Rabbani going through Rav. There's no Kim Rabbani by Misa B'dei Shemayim. But it's not simultaneous. So what's the case that they're talking about? Or what's this case that the Stum of the Gemara had said that Abai and Rav are arguing about? So first the Gemara gives a teretz that is talking about Tochel L'Chaver B'Veis HaBliya. It's talking about a case where he didn't pick up the truma. Somebody stuffed it down his mouth. And then that's a complicated sugya. He could push it out of his mouth, so... So he should still the Bechiv Mamon should anyway start earlier. Anyway, tomorrow's the whole case. Somebody was stuck it deep in his mouth in such a way that it is simultaneous. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Ashi Omar, Bizar Shochel Truma Mishaloi, Vekor Shirayim Shel Chavera. The case is not that he's Chayav Misa for eating the Truma and he's Chayav Mamon for eating somebody else's Truma. The chi of misa is for eating the truma. The chi of mamon is something totally extraneous. That he was, while he was eating the truma, he ripped up somebody else's begadim. So that's simultaneous. Now we can make it simultaneous. So that's just a simple case. We don't have to get a complicated case. Here's a simple case. He was eating the truma. While he was eating the truma, he was karash shirayim. So there you have misa v'dei shemayim, and it's simultaneous with the chi of mamon. And Rashi says that's the case. So on that, Rashi says, Yerlam has the Gemara. I asked if he should bring the Gemara Ksuvos. That is it. So Rashi on that says, it's in the top of the Manalath and Malach, the Rashi. The Koresh Yerayim, the Shoshabola, the Afalgat, the Misa, Lab Mishum and Ma'inud and Nizik, Asilei. Even though the Misa has nothing to do with the, the Chi of Misa is not coming from the moment of the Nizik. We're going to come back to that Rashi, that Lashon of Rashi, much later. But Rashi is nonetheless Mifter, he's Potter. V'sfir le'le Rav Ashi, Misa l'zeh v'tashlumim l'zeh Potter. Rashi says, apparently Rav Asher holds that misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh, all sides come to the rabbinate. Because the misa over here is for eating the truma, that's called, and the tashlumen is for tearing up the shirai. So it's misa lezeh v'tashlumen, it's misa lezeh v'tashlumen lezeh. And nonetheless, Rav Asher holds this kimul drabani anyway, and that Rashi apparently thinks is a chiddush. That's a chiddush that Rav Asher holds. It seems Rashi implies that it's debatable. That misa lezeh v'tashlumen lezeh, whether misa lezeh v'tashlumen lezeh has a din of kimul drabani. So, first of all, just to flag something, Rashi apparently holds, and this is the whole discussion in Tosis, by us in Tosis over there, Rashi apparently holds that Misa Lashamayim is called Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. The Chiyuv Misa is to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Chiyuv Mamon is to the Baal HaShirayim. So it's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. We'll see, Tosis is Chol, Tosis says that's not called Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh, because Misa Lashamayim is like a Misa Lachol, and Yechayev to the whole world, and that doesn't go under the heading of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh at all. And the Gemaras that talk about Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh, like we have by us and in Sanhedrin, talking about a different thing, which we'll see in a minute. But Kopanim, and Rashi is my word, that the Rashi, this is the Shittas Rashi, which Tosis is, the whole Tosis is about this. Shittas Rashi is that Misa Lashamayim, meaning you're eating a Misa Lashamayim, it's not because he killed anybody, it's Misa Lashamayim, he ate Truma. Misa Lashamayim is called Misa Lezeh, it's called Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. So Rabbi Kager asks, and Rashi says that apparently Rav Ashi holds Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh is Potter. It has Kibbalah with Rabbi. Tosis explains, we'll see in a second, Tosis inside, Tosis explains, because in the Gemara Sanhedrin, there's a member of Rava and a member of Rabbi Yosef, that Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh is Chayim. That there's no Kibbalah with Rabbi when it's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. So Rashi means that Rav Ashi is Chaylik on Rava and Rabbi Yosef. That's what I'm saying. It's a machlekes amirah. In the Gemara it's ahead, we don't find it's a machlekes. We have a member of Rava. Misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh is chayiv. There's no kimuli drabinet. A member of Rav Yosef. You don't find in there anybody's arguing. Yosef thinks that nobody does argue. But Rashi says, no, there's a machlekes. Rav Chisda doesn't agree. Rav Chisda says, Misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh, it has kimuli drabinet. So Rav Kreger asks, so how come Rashi woke up now? And what about the coin to the first who came to the Gemara? And it's talking about somebody ate truma and it belonged to a czar. I mean, he's a czar and he ate truma and it belonged to a kohen and somebody stuck it down his throat and it's kimul d'rabbanan. That's also misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. The misa is for eating truma, that's misa l'shamayim. And the tashlumin is for stealing stealing the kohen's truma. Why isn't that also misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh? The misa is l'shamayim and the tashlumin is to the kohen. That Rashi didn't address. Rashi didn't fall, wasn't fair. Rashi didn't mention that. Rashi ran by and didn't say anything. All of a sudden, it comes to Rav Ashi, Shakar Shirayim Shal Chavera, and all of a sudden, Rashi wakes up. It's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. Yeah, we're going to come back to that later, but I want to flag where Vegas are. I want to flag it because I think it's going to be a clue to understanding Shittas Rashi, which I don't think is any of the Shittas in Tosis. So Tosis, let's see Tosis. Not Tosis. Rav Ashi Amr was Ashi Chal Tumri Shalei V'Kar Shirayim. Here, Shakuntas, the Sphere, the Ravashi, the Misa Lezeh, the Tashlum Lezeh Potter. Tais explains what Rashi means. Upolik ad the Rova, the Omer Perakamidus in heaven. Plainy Baal Bas Plainy, the Lizmul Nerogim, the Mishalim Mammon, the Nerogim, the Mishalim, Mammon Lezeh, and the Foshus Lezeh. Rashi means it's not like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Rova said that Misa Lezeh, the Tashlum Lezeh, is Chayim. Nerogim, the Mishalim. What's the case of Rova in Sanhedrin? It says, "Perish mamon lebas rotsu hafsa luksuvasa." When the first it says, "Shayim shavala." What's the case exactly that Rav is talking about in Sanhedrin? The Gemara over there says, "Plainly bal bas plainly." The Eidus they said was plainly bal bas plainly. The Gemara calls it misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. What's the misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh? What's the case? So Rashi in Sanhedrin says, the case is that they were made. The Eidim were made. That plainly was bar and a naira murasa. That Eidus, Gemara doesn't say the words Naira Amorosa, but Gemara is before talking about Naira Amorosa. So Rashi assumes it's still talking about Naira Amorosa. Naira Amorosa, one of the things about Naira Amorosa is that her ksuvus goes to the father. Because she's still Rishus Aviyah. She's a Naira, not a Begeris. So her Maisa Yadayim go to the father. It's Kayim Knisa L'Chuppah, also after Chuppah she goes out of the Rishus of the father. But she's still in Rishus of Iyah, so her Ksuba is coming to the, is going, is if there'll be a Ksuba, it goes to the father. So the Eidim, when they say that she was Mizanet, they're coming to be mafsid her. They're coming to be mafsid the Ksuba, but whom are they coming to be mafsid the Ksuba? The father. Misa, who are they being mechayim Misa? Her and the Baal, the girl and the Baal. She's a doyla, she's a naira, naira is an adult. And so they want to be, so that's Misa Lezev, Tashlumin Lezev. The Tashlumin is to the father. And the Misa is to the Isha and to the Baal. So that's what they wanted. So their Eidus was an Eidus that was their Eidus was to kill her, the girl and the Baal. And was to be mafsid the ksuba from the father. Then it turned out that they were zaymimim. So since they're zaymimim, so now they should be killed because they wanted to kill the girl and the boy. And they also should have to pay the ksuba because they want to be mafsid the father, the ksuba. So that's misal azes, as Rashi, but that's misal azes, but tashlumin azes. The tashlumin is because of the father. They have to pay the father to be mafsid him, for trying to be mafsid him the ksuba. And they're chayav misa too. So to speak, to the ish, to the girl, the isha, the naira marosa, and the bayil. Misa lezev tashlum lezev. Rava says it. There's no kimul drabine because misa lezev tashlum lezev. That's how Rashi learns the case. If you look at Tosfos carefully again, that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos presents the case pirish moman labas shirotzu lahafsid loksuvasa unefashis lezev shayim shabala. He says the misa and the moman, the misa lezev, the moman lezev. Is they wanted it? Is the moment is to her? They wanted to be mafsid her the ksuba, and the misa is to the boil, because they wanted to kill the boil. So I share Tosfos. So first of all, apparently Tosfos learns that we're not talking about a naira meros, because the ksuba, if it was a naira meros, the ksuba would go to the father. So apparently Tosfos learning that the ksuba is going to go to her, so she's not a naira meros. But why is the misa only to the boil? They wanted to kill her too. So there should be kimli ravine. Why is there no kimli ravine? Okay, the misa of the bayil can't make a kimli ravine because it's misa lezev and mamon lezev. But they also wanted to chayiv her misa, so they also chayiv misa to her. So why doesn't that misa create a kimli ravine? So this question is asked by the Mashal, by the Ksuvos. So the Mashal says that she's a Ketana. Tosfos is envisioning a case, Tosfos understands the Gemara to be envisioning a case that she's a Ketana. So since she's a Ketana, she wouldn't have been Chayav Misa. So they weren't coming to kill her, they were only coming to kill the Baal. And that the Rashash asks, maybe somebody can have to attach it. What?
She has money. Why'd she have to get money? Why is Tashlumin better if she's a Ketana?
She's a Ketana, but she's, maybe it's after Chuppah, so it goes to her. No, so it could be after Chuppah. She could get the money because it's after Chuppah. After Chuppah, even a Ketana goes out of the Shusah. So what's the case? Misa Lezev and Mama Lezev, Tosfos says, the Misa is to the Baal, because they wanted to kill the Baal. She's a Ketana, she's not Chayav Misa, but they have to pay Mumen to her because they wanted to be mafsid her the Ksuba. By saying that she was Mizana, they were going to be mafsid her the Ksuba. So the Rashash asks, what? Yeah. Well, no, the Rashash asks, why were they trying to be mafsid her the Ksuba? If she's a Ketana, then even if she was Mizana, we have a rule that Pita Ketana Ayusu. If a Ketana is Mizana, she's not Chayav Misa, she's not. She's not Neseres Labailo. That's the main thing. She's not Chaimisa anyway, she's a Ketana. But she's not a Sera Labailo. Because a Ketana, being a Ketana who's Mazana Barotan, we don't consider it to be Baros. We look at it like an Oinus. Like you have in secular statutory. A Ketana who's Mazana does not become also to her husband. We don't look at it as being Baros. We look at it as Oinus, because she has no Das to consent. So it's Esther Ashash. So then, if the case is that she's a Ketana, why should she lose the Ksuba? Maybe it's not true. Maybe Ketana does lose the ksuba. Maybe even though Ketana has no das that she become a sur labayla, but maybe she still loses. If she's mezana, maybe she still loses the ksuba. It has been like this. There's two reasons why when a woman's mezana she loses the ksuba. Chayim speak out. There's two reasons why when a woman's mezana she loses the ksuba. First of all, she loses the ksuba because she asked herself to the husband. Same way the Mashal Gemara says if a woman, the Mishnah says if a woman took a nether that she's asked to her husband, so she loses her ksuba. Because she undermined. You don't lose the ksuba for doing averis, but you lose the ksuba for undermining. A woman loses her ksuba not for doing averis. She could eat tripe, she doesn't lose the ksuba. A woman loses the ksuba for undermining the marriage. So one way she could undermine the marriage is if she asked herself to her husband. She took a nether that I'm asked to for my husband to have tashmish with me. So she undermined the marriage. So she loses her ksuba. So when a woman's mizan, it's the same thing. She asked herself to her husband. That's a reason to lose the ksuba. That you don't have by ketana. But there's another reason why if a woman's mizan, she loses the ksuba, because there's another reason in general, another class of reasons to lose the ksuba, and that is behavior of pritzos, which also undermines the marriage, is also a reason to lose the ksuba. The Gemara says that Veres Eldas Yehudis loses her ksuba. She violates minhagi atzniyah. She nagul boisei amokam. So she loses her. She loses her ksuba. She didn't ask herself to her husband. Averes lasigudus doesn't ask herself to her husband. It's a different way to subvert the marriage. She subverts the trust of the marriage by behaving in a way that's part. So if a woman's mezana alachas kama v'chama, if averes lasigudus loses the ksuba because of the priesthood, so she's mezana mamish the nevada. That's a reason to lose the ksuba. That might apply to a tana also. That's what the chayim say. Maybe in this tesis. Maybe it says in this tesis that you have even by a tana. Tana, she's in, so she loses the ksuba, not because she asked herself to her husband. That's perish in the Gemara, that she does not ask herself to her husband. But nonetheless, it's a ma'aseh pritzos, and it's a reason to lose the ksuba. Okay?
My name is Moshe Einstein. I grew up around the corner from Yitzhak Bechonon. I went past Bar Mitzvah. And I live in Cleveland. I come twice a year. And Sablovsky tells me it's close to 40 years, it was 35. We come to collect money for Ani Eretz Yisrael before Yom Noroim and before Purim. Before Purim, there were over 400 families that we distributed money to. And figure out 400 families, an appreciable sum to each one comes out to a very large sum of money. This year, our main Gavin Eretz Yisrael has a tzar in the family. So I had to make sure that the money gets there in time. I borrowed $75,000, my own achrayas, and sent another 10, and hopefully more will come in to match at least what we've done in the last few years. I don't mind getting stuck with $5,000-$10,000. Do that myself. I'm a rich man. But I hope I don't get stuck with $20,000. I ask you, whatever you can do to help, please do. The money is distributed Purim afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, which is after sunrise here in the States, the Yotzei Matan Zal Yonim, is done in the most dignified way, so not to compromise the dignity of the recipients, and done in a very comforting way. Over the last 10 years or so, 80 to 90% of the money raised comes from Yitzchak Ochon and its alumnus, and its alumni. It's a large amount of money. Every dollar you give goes to them. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. Does not come out of this money. You give a dollar, that money goes there. Rabbi Schechter, a close friend of mine, he calls me up over the next couple of weeks. As money comes in, we lay it out in Eretz Yisrael. And he calls me up finally, Purim night, Megillah night, 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning for the final tally, and sometimes even in the morning after Kriyas Megillah. Whatever you can do, it's a big mitzvah to help these families. Checks can be made out to Mashul's charity fund for tax purposes. We simply turn it over as congregation Torah Tefillah. I'm only here for the day. If you have money that you're giving later on, if you can get it to Rabbi Schechter, he'll get it to me. I ask you to do what you can do. Avail yourselves. It's a very, very good tzedakah, an honest tzedakah. Congregation Torah Tefillah for tax purposes, your families. I guess I'm not speaking to millionaires here, but you might know some. The family might be able to give. I'm sure you like me in this respect. You know, someone comes, you want to give supper, you always have wanted that suspicion. Is he legitimate? How much goes to the organization? that he represents, how much, yeah, everything goes to them. So, gentlemen, avail yourselves.
This is also?
Yes, please. Shall I?
Are you going to take this one? Send it on this way.
I was very different when I came here last time.
When I had that accident, I always
took them. How you doing?
Took quite a while.
My leg is under the car, not my head.
It's very small, my son is in my leg. And then the cousin from the Japan, it's a lot. And after a while, I got in the shoe, and I came back, and it was a matter of trying to get around. How lurch it forward. I was still under the car. I went to under the car. Nothing.
I give you a bracha, boys. A good bracha. You should always be on the giving side and never have to be on the other side.
Okay, so let's go back to Tosfos. So Tosfos sets up the case in Ksuvos, not the way Rashi has the case in Ksuvos. But it says in the Gemara in Ksuvos, the particulars of the case are going to be important later. But kach, it says in the Gemara in Ksuvos, Rovus is a member, Misu was there, Mamun is Eschaya. By Pliny, Baal, Bas Pliny, it's Misu was there, Mamun is there, the Gemara says that it's Chaya. There's no Kimli Drabine. So Rashi, that's what Rashi means when he says, Rav Chista, Sfirlei, that Misu was there, Mamun is there, is Potter, Rav Chista is coming to argue on. He's coming to argue on Rav. So Tosfos asks, "Rein here, the ichosh of achilas truma of kiyush yirai mamon zev and nefoshes lezev, and came tikshel the Rav hodes na minichas akad, mishnah bava kama, but who should the kisagodesh b'shabbes potem they should need in benashe, but hayno misu lezev and misu lezev mishum shabbes v'tashlumen lezev mishum kodesh." Tosfos asks on Rashi, he says, Coin to you, Rashi. Rashi is based on the assumption that Misa L'Shamayim is called Misa L'Zeh. Because the case of eating Truma, the Misa is L'Shamayim. It's not Misa to a it's not like by Yerid Seyab where it's a Misa to a person. It's a Misa L'Shamayim. Rashi assumes that that's also called Misa L'Zeh V'Tash L'Mun L'Zeh. As Tosfos, if Rashi's right in that assumption, then Rav Chisda's a Mishnah. Rav Chisda's din, that Misa L'Zeh, Rav Chisda's the assumption that Rashi imputes to Rav Chisda, Kasav Rav Chisda, Misu Lezev, Mamun Lezev is Potter, that this Kimon Lidravin, and Misu Lezev, Mamun Lezev, it's a Mishnah Mifureshes. The Mishnah says that if someone who is Madnik is a Godish B'Shabbos, he has to pay for the Godish. I'm sorry, he's Potter from paying for the Godish, because Kimon Lidravin. Why is he Potter? It's Misu Lashamayim, Rechil Shabbos, and it's Mamun to the Bala Godish. So how could, what does Rova argue on the Mishnah? Rav Chisda has a Mishnah that Misu Lezev and Mamun Lezev is Chayav. So how could Rava possibly say otherwise? So the Koyach that Kasha, Teis Mechriach, El Al Korchuch, Choshev Misu V'Tashlumen Le'echot. Poyblim is Chayav Misu V'Shvil Odom El Al Shamayim. V'Chanam Yechil Shum of the Kishin Rayim, Havi Misu V'Tashlumen Le'echot. So Teis says, that you see from here that this is not called Misu Lezev V'Tashlumen Lezev. Since the Mishnah says that you're part of this Kimli Ramine, and if Rava can't possibly argue on the Mishnah, Al Korchach, this is not called Misu Lezev V'Tashlumen Lezev. Because Misu L'Shamayim, that's not called Misu Lezev V'Tashlumen Lezev. Misu Lezev V'Tashlumen Lezev, Tosfos says, is only like in the case of Bayadim Zomim. That's what Tosfos says. Misu Lezev, Tashlum Lezev is only like by Edom Zomim. With the Rashba, when he paraphrases the Tosfos over there, he says, or Ritzeach. By Edom Zomim, or by Ritzeach, where you were trying to kill a person, by Edom Zomim, or you killed a person by Ritzeach. So then the Misa is in some sense to the Nera, or to the person that he was trying to kill. So then we could talk about Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet, and that's what Rav is talking about. Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet is no, takes away, takes off Kimlid Rabbinic. But Misa Lashamayim, a person of Chal Shabbos, it's not a Misa to a specific person. He's Chayim Misa objectively, he's Chayim Misa period. Misa Lachal. Misa Lashamayim, based it on behalf of Chayim, so after Chayim Misa. That doesn't go into Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet. The Mela, the Mishnah has nothing to do with Rava. Rava is specifically by Adam Zoymim, by Harigas Odom, or by Ritzach, the Rashba is where it's Harigas Odom. So there, that's where Rava, that's the, there we have the concept of Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet, that it takes off Kim Lev Rabbinah. But plain generic Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Chumba, or plain generic Misa B'dei, Misa Beistin for Bechil Shabbos, that's Misa Lakal. That doesn't go into the concept of Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet. So Mele, Rav Chista, so therefore, according to Tosfos, Rav Chista is not saying anything radical. Because Rav Chista is just a regular Misa L'Shamayim. Misa L'Shamayim is Misa L'Kol. So this has nothing to do with Misa L'Shamayim, Tashlum L'Zeh. This is a plain, ordinary Kimmel D'Rabinei, no different than the mission of Serv Segodesh B'Shabbos. And Rav Chista is uncontroversial. Now it comes out with a few Tosfos that the Misa L'Zeh, Tashlum L'Zeh is not a Machlekes. Rava says in Sanhedrin that Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet Chayev, there's no cumulative Rabbinate. We'll see later, there's Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin says the same thing. And as far as we know, nobody argues. Can't say Rav Chisda argues, because Rav Chisda argues and the Mishnah argues. And the Mishnah certainly can't be arguing on all of it. So I'll call it that the Mishnah and Rav Chisda have nothing to do with it. It's Misa L'Shamayim, Misa L'Shamayim is Misa L'Kah. Whereas according to Rashi, the Misa Lezevet Tashlum Lezevet Machlek is Amirah. Rav in Sanhedrin, and we'll Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin, as we'll see in a minute, hold Misa Lezevet Tashlum says Chayev, there's no Kimud Ravine, and Rav Chisda disagrees, that's the case of Kara Shirak. What's Rashi going to do with the mission of Seraph HaGodesh? We'll see in a minute. Let's understand this far a little bit. Why is Ritzeach called Misa Lezevet? Or Adam Zayman, why is it called Misa Lezevet? Why is Chayev Misa to the Netzach? Passes we understand. We're used to understanding anyway that if a person is Ritzeach, he's Chayav Misa for the Aver of Leis Yitzchak. It's no different in principle from being Chayav Misa for Chil Shabbos. Chayav Misa is not to the Yitzchak. A person Chal Shabbos, he's not Chayav Misa to the, person's Kaisiv Shabbos, it's not Chayav Misa to the Ksav or something. That's the Hechatimse, how he did in Aver of Chil Shabbos. So the person is a Ritzeach, he's Chayim Misa. The Nitzach is the Hechatimsa that he needed to be over the Israel of Yitzchak, and now he's Chayim Misa. Tosfos is telling me a very, not the way we're used to looking at it. The Misa of Chil Shabbos, that's the Misa Lakel. That's not to anybody. But the Misa of Ritzicha, the Misa of Edom Zoymim for trying to kill somebody, that's a Misa. That's a chiyuv misa to somebody. And therefore, we can already distinguish between misa lezeh and misa lezeh, but tashlum lezeh, they're chaluk and they don't combine for kimlei d'rabbanan. So what's the havana? The emes is that we do find taka in many places that the chiyuv misa v'ritzeach in a certain sense is to the nesach. For example, this is a gemara in Makkos. Beginning of Makkos, the Gemara says that Nimseh, the West of the Gemara, Nimseh Mekarve Fossil Misa B'Tayla. And if one of the Eidim who, Gemara thinks initially, one of the Eidim who saw the Avera was Karve Fossil, so the whole Eidim is bottom. So the Gemara says, how are you having Machayev or Ritzeach if that's the case? The Horug is one of the people who saw the Ritzicha, and he's Fossil Eidim. So with Nimseh Mekarve Fossil, Elam Yat, the Horug Yatzel, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers that the din of Nimseach and Karva Apostle is only if they come later and they're made and based. And then one of them turned out to be a Karva Apostle. But the fact they have a Karva Apostle who witnessed the Avera, that doesn't create Nimseach and Karva Apostle. So obviously the Nerag didn't come to Basin later to testify. But it wasn't Bahar Braglov. So Mimela, there's no problem with Nimseach and Karva Apostle. That's the Gemara. Yeah, this is the issue of Bayachasne, where we tell the chosim to be miyached edim. Why do we tell the chosim to be miyached edim? Because we're afraid that they're a kravim and it's imzechem and karv apostle. But the Gemara says only if they made later and based them. If they only saw Eidi Re'iyah, don't have imzechem and karv apostle. The answer is because there's a ritv who says b'shem Rabbeisav that by Eidus Adover Shebe'erbe, where the Eidus is Lekiyam Adover, so even the Eidus of Re'iya is like Eidus and Beis. And there's Nimzechemim Karbe Pos. So that's what that's all about. But I'll compile it, that's the Gemara. So Tosis asks, why is the Nerek Pasul Eidus? Why isn't there a postulate? He's not a carve. So why is he? Why should the Nereg be postulate? Why can't the Nereg be made that this guy did it? I mean, obviously he's dead. He can't come to Basin later. But the Shas Maisa, why do we call him an eighth apostle? Why is he apostle? So Taisa says two Tirusim. First Taisa says he's apostle because he's a sign. Asked Sine. So even the sign of Emes Machalik is the Gemara of Sine is postulate. And we pass him a sign, he's not postulate. He says, but a sign of Godel is possible. But the Nereg presumably is a sign of Godel, and so that's why he's possible. Then Tais says another Teretz, he's possible as Baldin. The Goyen says in Shulchan Aruch that in Siman Lamed Gimel that there's an afkamina lefi Tais, just the two Teretzim of Tais. What about a carve of the Nereg? Can a carve of the Nereg be made against the Ritzach? Be the first Teretz of Tais that the Nereg is only possible as as Sine, so a carve of a Sine is not a Sine. But if he's possible as Baldin, a carve of a Baldin is a carve. That's the definition of a carve, that he's carved one of the Baldin. So it says in the second Teretz of Tosfos that the Nereg is a Baldin. Why is the Nereg a Baldin? Why is he a Nereg a Baldin? He's not part of the Din. The Din is Nereg Tzech, that he do in Nisir Tzechel. How did the Nereg become a Nereg? Why is the Nereg a Baldin? You see, that is such a thing, that there's such a concept that the Nirtzech is Tevei, the Nereg Tzech. The Emes, that's the whole idea of the Goel Adam. The Goel Adam is a curve of the Nitzach, and on behalf of the Nitzach, the curve of the Nitzach, on behalf of the Nitzach, is the one that Beis Din gives the halach is that the Goel, that when Beis Din is Machayev, somebody misses their Beis Din for its Sikha, the Goel Adam is the one who carries it out. Why? Because the Goel Adam is on behalf of the Nitzach, and it's the Chi of Mises to the Nitzach. You see that's how it works, the Chi of Mises to the Nitzach. This is once the Hedil Lam Gimel, where is the Lashon? That if somebody was, they were being Danim for Ritzicha, and he was Yotzim based in Zakai, so the Gemara says it's a Chayva for the Goel Adam. Yes. He's Yotzim Zakai, if the Ritzach is Yotzim Zakai, then he the Goel Adam is Yotzeh Chayim. Well, what do you mean? It's a dintar between the Goel Adam and the Ritzach. The answer is yeah. In some sense, it's a dintar between the Goel Adam and the Ritzach. There's a Ran Sanhedrin, I think it's on that tomorrow, I'm not sure. There's a Ran Sanhedrin who says that when the Dan Ritzach, the Goel Adam is the one who's Tevei him and based in and brings the Rias and so on. Obviously on behalf of the Nitzach. Because otherwise, why is the Goel Adam the Baldin? You see, there is this muscle that, even though it's hard to understand, the Nitzach is Tevei the Ritzach for the Chidachi of Misa. The Ritzach is Chayiv, Loshna Torah really, is Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Goel Adam is Chayiv Nafshay Tachas the Nefesh of the Nitzach. And therefore, the Chi of Misa of the Ritzach is to the Nitzach. He was Mavsa, the Nitzach is Nefesh. So now he has to, Kiviyochel, he has to be Mishalem Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. There's a Chi of to the, his Chayiv is Nafshay to the Nitzach. So that's Tosis calls. That Tosis says. Tosis Mechadish. That's what we mean when we talk about Misa Lezer and the Fossil Lezer. Misa Lezer and Mama Lezer. Misa, a regular Misa. Misa is based in that. Misa Lezer and Mama Lezer. The person's Chai Misa. Chai Misa Lakal. He's Chai Misa. Vis-a-vis everybody, he's Chai Misa. It's not to anybody. And he's Chai Mama. That's the regular Kimo Lezer. The Gemara, when Rava in Sanhedrin talks about Misa Lezer and Mama Lezer, he's talking about Edom Zoymimim, which I guess is like Ritzach. Edom Zoymimim. It's not Ritzach, but there's no Goel Adam. But apparently there's such an idea even by Edom Zoymim. When he tries to kill somebody, but when he's Edom Zoymim to kill somebody, so his Chi of Misa is to the Nitzach, or to the person that he tried to say the Sheker to have killed. I want to be Meisif, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ritzeach, Ram says the following. The Torah says, "Lechsochus by Ritzeach." The Torah says, "Lechsochus eidecha olov." Don't ever come on this side. So the Ram says, "It's Yerushalmi." The Ram says, "What's the sister of the Torah? Lechsochus eidecha." It says, "Shaloi taimar." You shouldn't say, "Why are we going to kill the Ritzeach?" If we kill the Ritzeach, so two people are going to be dead. not only one person was dead. Now that Kilei Ritzeach, what's the point? Now it's just, we're just going to have two people dead instead of one. So it's pointless. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it's not right. So Tarsim, don't think that way. That's the Ram. So Yerushalmi. So what's chatting that? What's the happening before? We should think that now two people are going to be dead. We shouldn't kill them. And by Chil Shabbos is such a puzzle. Up to now, nobody was dead. Now we're going to kill him on Chal Shabbos. Now one person's going to be dead. What's the point? Or face. Balim, anything in the Torah, any chiyumis in the Torah. Why do you have a pasuk with Sochas and Echa Olav? Why should we kill him? They're just going to have a dead person. That's not a kasha. He's chayimis. That's the Amish. He's chayimis. What's the havamina not to kill? The answer is, because it's coming from this place. A regular chiyumis is a chiyumis al Hashemayim. It's chayimis. That's his Amish. That's his kabar. It's chayimis al Hashemayim. The chiyumis of Reitzeich is to the Nirzach. So to speak, he has to make it good to the Nirzach. He killed the Nirzach, now he's chayiv his nafshi to the Nirzach. So Hayamokum Loima, a person might make a cheshbon. He's chayiv nisa to the Nirzach. It doesn't do the Nirzach any good. We're not going to bring the Nirzach back to life by killing the Reitzeich. So it's just going to be shteina foshes avudos. So that's wrong. What's the value? If you're killing the Reitzeich on behalf of the Nirzach's not going to come to life anyway. So maybe why should we do it? The Torah says that's a false cheshbon. That's a wrong cheshbon. Lesochas in echol. He's chayiv as nafsu to the nitzach. We don't make the cheshbon. It's not going to bring the nitzach back to life. The equity demands that he was. The Torah demands that since he was nafsu to the nitzach his life, he has to pay the nitzach by forfeiting his own life. But don't make this cheshbon that soft brain cheshbon that it's not going to help the nitzach anyway. This is it. But other areas, there's not even such a havamina. It's nothing to do. It's a chiyumis. Here, the chiyumis is to the nitzah. Okay, so we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the definition of misa lezeh and mamon lezeh? We have a gemara in Sanhedrin, Rava, some memory in Sanhedrin, that misa lezeh and mamon lezeh is chayav. There's no cumulative rabbinate. When it's misa lezeh and mamon lezeh, there's no cumulative rabbinate. Rashi seems to think that that's true by any misa, not only by all misas. Misas, any time you chayav misa, after no point to Rashi. Let me finish the thought. According to Rashi, even a generic misa l'shamayim, that's called misa with misa v'lezev and mamon lezev. And therefore, if chisto is against Rav. Because Rav Chisda says that ochel truma v'karash yirayim is kimud ramen. What do you mean? It's misa lezev and mamon lezev. Akochach Rashi holds that Rav Chisda must be chaylik and Rav. Because these are both cases of misa lezev and mamon lezev. Taisus yes and Rashi. So Mishnah Mufresh, what are you talking about? If every misa b'nei shemayim is called misa lezev and mamon lezev, or every misa is based in every generic chi of misa is called misa lezev and mamon lezev, then how do you explain the Mishnah of Sarah Pesagodesh? Then Mr. Chayim could ask more. We could ask, according to Rashi, what's the case of misa of the mamon lechad? If every chi of misa is called misa lezev and mamon lezev, so what's misa lezev and mamon lechad? What's misa of mamon lechad? Where there is king of the drama, they acquaint everybody. Right. So the answer is that Tosfos doesn't ask, because that you could say that the case would be where the chi of mamon is to the nitzach. So that would be a misa mamon leechod. I stole from the nitzach and I killed the nitzach. So the chi of misa and the chi of mamon are to the same address. But if it's Chil Shabbos, that's a generic Misa, that's Misa Lezev and Mamon Lezev. Fred Tosfos, but it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah serves a Kodesh B'Shabbos is spotted. So you see that it's not true. That a generic Chi of Misa, a generic Chi of Misa is based in, is not called, it's a Mishnah. Nobody could argue on the Mishnah. So that can't be the subject of what Rava was talking about. And if Tosfos says that the Din of Misa Lezev and Mamon Lezev is talking about, the Din of Misa Lezev and Mamon Lezev, is talking about Rova's halacha. Misa lezev and mamon lezev is talking specifically about the misa of ritzicha, or the misa of einim zaymimim, where the misa is the chi of misa is to the nitzach, or to the person that einim zaymimim wanted to kill. So there, Rova introduces this notion of misa lezev and mamon lezev doesn't have kingly rabbinate. But a generic misa? A generic misa is a misa lakad. And if that's the case, then according to Tosfos, like I said before, according to Tosfos, there's no machlekes. We don't. Why should we see a machlekes? Rava in Sanhedrin said misa lezev and mamon lezev chayev. As far as we know, we don't find anybody. We don't know. So at least so far, we don't know if anybody is chayev kanra. The Mishnah, the Rav Chista, Rav Chista told me a generic misa. Generic misa, everybody agrees is kimli d'rabmani. The Mishnah says it's kimli d'rabmani and a generic misa. Yeah, what's Rashi going to do with the Mishnah? Tosfos says, Bam Kasha, what's Rashi Taka going to do with the Mishnah? Sorry, because it got us B'Shabbos. Why isn't that Misa Lezev and Mamon Lezev? I guess that's the next line of Tosfos. Re-Yotzel Yashu. The Re comes to Rashi's defense. Okay, that I don't think we have time to do today. So, okay, to be continued. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here, I think. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. Just Chabad, because we're mamish in the middle of the Tosfos. Try to find things to keep you busy, all set stuff. But that's it. Okay. Yeah.